99.9 FM W260CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. and the British have launched airstrikes in Yemen overnight against Houthi rebel sites.
This comes amid rising tensions. Notably, we've seen the U.S. avoiding any sort of targets in Iran, even though all of these are Iranian-backed groups around the region.
CBS's Christian Benavides. Kim Johnson, who heads California's Department of Social Services, is bracing for a powerful storm.
Our team at the Department of Social Services has pre-positioned assets to be able to quickly stand up shelters with our local and American Red Cross partners.
CBS News projects President Biden has won South Carolina's Democratic primary, and while it appears former President Trump will be the GOP challenger, Nikki Haley isn't giving up.
Instead of going after Biden, Trump has to go after Nikki Haley. He has to worry about what she's saying. So he's distracted by her. And that's the real significance of her staying in.
Political analyst Larry Sabato at the University of Virginia. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Artificial intelligence could be used to meddle in this year's elections. As Eric Tegedoff reports, it could cause voters to mistrust all information, even the truth.
Before the New Hampshire primary, a robocall imitating President Joe Biden called voters and told them not to vote. It's seen as a potential preview of what voters could be in for as the 2024 general election approaches. Rachel Ori is the Senior Associate Director of the Bipartisan Policy Center's Elections Project. She says AI could have other consequences.
Our bigger concern is what's known as a liar's dividend, that the presence of false information makes voters trust any information less.
Ori says the past few years have seen a near constant assault on accurate voting information, which has made it challenging for good information to reach voters. Ori says AI could supercharge the misinformation campaigns that have existed for years. However, election officials across the country have a leg up going into the 2024 vote.
Election officials and voting advocates around the country are sort of well prepared to mitigate and respond to increases in misinformation because they spent the last couple of years flexing that muscle and learning how to respond to misinformation and election denial campaigns.
Ori says election officials should have a plan ready to respond to AI misinformation campaigns. She says there likely aren't any regulatory options available at the moment to stop these operations.
Technology is maybe growing faster than the regulatory tools we have available. So at present, it seems difficult to find a policy that the government could adopt and make these robocalls impossible.
Ori says another concern is targeted campaigns that use a voter's personal information to persuade them not to vote, although there aren't any documented instances of this happening yet. I'm Eric Tegedoff. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Packers hire a new coordinator. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers hired a new defensive coordinator this past week after Joe Barry was fired following three seasons with the team. Jeff Hafley is 44 years old and takes over after 4 years as the head coach at Boston College, and was asked what's the first thing he taught his players.
That's a great question. I felt the biggest thing for me was at the time talking to the players, I wanted to bring some confidence to them and I wanted them to enjoy the game. It's a game. You got to enjoy it. You got to enjoy practice. You got to play with confidence. I don't want guys playing scared. I didn't want them playing tentative because they were afraid to make mistakes. I didn't want coaches just, like, what always bothered me was, you know, DB gets beat on a goal ball and you start yelling and screaming at him. Go coach him. Tell him why. Ask him what he saw. Yeah. Ask him about his first step. Yeah. Ask him what he did at the top of the route, what the split was, and then tell him what he should do better.
That's the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning mostly sunny with highs in the mid-40s today and a northeast wind. A few clouds around tonight, lows near the freezing mark. Lower 40s on Monday with a mix of clouds and sunshine. Tuesday, more sunshine around with highs in the mid-40s, upper 40s by Wednesday. Currently 35 degrees.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport.
News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Of the Star on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning.
Look up there. There's a hell of a lot of stars in the sky. And the sky's so big, the sea looks small. And two little people, you and I, we don't count at all.
This is Bob Goulet.
You sure are a funny, funny kid. I don't ever remember meeting anyone like you before. You trying to get me to marry you?
No.
Well, then what's putting it into my head? You're different. You're different. I don't know what it is, but you look at me with that little kid face of yours like you trusted me. I wonder what it'd be like.
What?
Nothing. Nothing. I know what it'd be like. It'd be awful. I can just see myself. Kind of scrawny and pale, picking at my food, and lovesick like any other guy. I'd throw away my sweater and dress up like a dude in a dickie and a collar and a tie if I loved you.
But you don't.
No. No, I don't. But somehow I can see just exactly how I'd be if I loved you. Time and again I would try to say, circles I go.
yesterday.
Carousel. More on that in a bit. Had a hit on this.
She was Boston, I was Vegas. She was Crip Suzette, I was Pod. She was lectures, I was movies. But I Basie. She was afternoon tea, I was saloon. She was junior league, I was Dodgers. But I loved her morning, night, and noon. Opposites attract, the wise men claim. Still, I wish that we had been a little more the same. It might have been a shorter war if we had known each other more. Track. She was museums, I was TV.
was Wall Street, I was pawn shop. She was French champagne, I was beer. She knew much more than I did, but there was one thing she didn't know, that I loved her, 'cause I never told her so.
The Music of the Stars. From Frank's album, She Shot Me Down, I'm Lou Regani, and I mentioned Phil Harris. Let's do a couple. Gordon Jenkins.
The prime of my life, I find I have the time of my life, learning to enjoy at my leisure all the simple pleasures, and so I happily concede that this is all I ask. All I need. Beautiful girl, walk a little slower. When you walk by me, lingering sunsets, stay a little longer with the love. Everywhere, when you shoot at Batman, shoot at me. Take me to that strange enchanted land we grown up seldom understand. Wandering rainbows leave a bit of color for my heart to own. Stars in the sky make my dreams come true before the night has flown, and let the music play. I will stay younger. I will stay younger. I will stay younger than spring.
Phil had a way with the song, didn't he? No great singer. Well, he'd tell you that. Phil had a great dramatic part in The High and the Mighty in 1954. And that was recorded right here in 1968. Jack Benny worked with him. He was his band leader. And what a band they had. Say, why don't we feature the Phil Harris Band in a bit? Here's Jack and Phil.
What did he? Well, it ain't no town. It ain't no city. It's awful small, but awful pretty will do. What did he?
That's the one I've been waiting for.
That's the one he's been waiting.
That's the one. Do what did he? That, okay, fellas, bring it in.
Bring what in?
Bring this map in. Bring it in. I want to prove something. Now, Phil, here is the latest map of the United States. Look at it. I want you to show me one place on this map where it says do wah diddy. That's all. I can see Walla Walla, Muskegon, Ashtabula, Waxahachie, but where in the name of Aristotle Onassis is do wah diddy?
Well, I just told you.
You told me what?
Here's what I told you. I said, did I tell you about the place called Doo-Wah Diddy? It ain't no town. It ain't no city. Oh. It's awfully small, but oh, so pretty. Doo-Wah
Diddy. Don't describe
it! Here's Phil Harris at his best. 1968, the music of the stars. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. On the music of the star.
You were Boston. I was Vegas. You were Crepe Suzette. I was Pie. You were lectures. I was moving, but I loved you. You were Mozart, I was Basie. You were afternoon tea, I was saloon. You were Junior League, I was Dodgers, but I loved you morning, night, and noon. Opposites attract, the wise men claim. Still, I wish that we had been a little more the same. It might have been a shorter walk if I had kissed you more. You were polo, I was racetrack. You were museums, I was TV. You did your best to change me, though you never knew quite how. But I loved you almost as much as I do now.
Phil Harris. Hey, here's the Phil Harris Band. And that's his theme song, Rose Room.
Swaying palms of the Coconut Grove in Los Angeles, the stars of Hollywood are dancing. We take you now in fancy to this rendezvous where we shall hear Phil Harris and the famous Coconut Grove Orchestra. Phil Harris is not the kind of a chap to boast, so it must be true when he tells us about his extraordinary gal. Thank you.
Listen, people, while I sing, why, it's the most peculiar thing, the way I fell in love. Oh, I didn't need to show why certain someone I love best, she treats me different from the rest. It's not an ordinary gal that I love, 'cause she was sent to me from heaven above. I'm never blue as long as I'm thinking of my extraordinary gal. She means the world and all to me, that is true. If she should ever leave me, I'd be so blue, 'cause there's no one else can give me love that is new like my extraordinary gal. She's got a lot of something I crave in her dreamy eyes, and I'll tell the world I'm only her slave, and how I idolize her personality. When skies are cloudy, that's the time that she sings. She don't want pretty clothes or big diamond rings. She wants a cottage full of cute little things. That's my extraordinary gal. Something I crave in her dreamy eyes, and I'll tell the world I'm only her slave. But how I idolize that personality. When skies are cloudy, that's the time that she sings. She don't want those pretty clothes or big diamond rings. She wants a cottage full of cute little things. That's my extraordinary gal.
I got to tell you what, that Phil Harris has got something, not dulcet pipes, no, that's other guys, not that, but he knows how to turn a phrase in a song. And that great tune, Rose Room, which I don't think I've ever played on the air, here it is again, with Nat Cole and the Emerald Spotlight on the Music of the Stars. Room. And these are the Hi-Lows. There's a road named after them near Watertown. Something about roses and St. Valentine. Chuck Sagal, the orchestra, with the Hi-Lows.
Save the rose I gave to you. Perhaps it knows our love is through. Our love will sleep and dream inside the rose. Take the rose, awake the bloom. It may
of Milwaukee in a sort of a bossa nova mood. Speaking of roses, Jack Nicholson.
Hold me close and hold me fast. The magic spell you cast. This is La Vie en Rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs. And though I close my eyes, I see La Vie en Rose. When you press me to your heart, I'm in a world apart. A world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seem to turn into love songs. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always be La Vie en Rose. Ses bras, elle nous parlait tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose. Elle m'en dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose.
nos rêves dont je connais la cause. C'est elle pour moi, moi pour elle dans la vie. Elle m'en l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors j'ai sans émoi mon cœur qui bat. Chérie, j'adore ça, chérie.
Jack Nicholson. Trying real hard to sound like Edith Piaf, trying to sound like Pepe Le Pew. Roses galore. Dean Martin.
If I send a rose to you for every time you made me blue,
stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Vous les chantez, vous les entraînez-nous. Oh, oh. Et les très bien voulez-vous. Ha, ha. Château douce, château triste. Even more so when we kiss. Je vous aime, je vous ai d'amour. Baby face. You got the cutest little baby face. There's not another one could take your place. Baby face, I didn't need a show. Oh no, 'cause I just fell in love with your pretty baby face. Sweetheart, Pepe Le Pew loves you, sweetheart, fortunate lucky you. Can you kiss a pretty girl, Pepe boy, can you kiss a pretty girl, charming Pepe? Oh, that's silly.
Here's the real thing.
On se rappelle toujours sa première amie. J'ai gardé de la mienne un souvenir pour la vie. Un jour qu'il avait plu, tous deux on s'était plu. Et puis on se plut de plus en plus. Je lui demandais son nom, elle me dit Valentine. Et comme elle prenait chaque jour la rue Custine, je pris le même chemin. Et puis je lui pris la main, je l'embrassais enfin. Elle avait de tout petits potons, Valentine, Valentine. Elle avait un tout petit piton que je tardais à tâtons. Tonton, tontelle, elle avait un tout petit menton, Valentine, Valentine. Outre ses petits potons, son petit piton, son petit menton, elle était frisée comme un mouton. Sur le boulevard, je rencontre une grosse dame avec de grands pieds, une taille d'hippopotame. Vivement, elle me saute au cou, me crie « Bonjour mon loup !» Je lui dis « Pardon madame, mais qui êtes-vous » Elle me répond « Mais c'est moi, Valentine !» Vend son double menton, sa triple poitrine. Je pensais rempli des proies, qu'elle a changé ma foi, dire qu'autrefois. Elle avait de tout petits potons, Valentine, Valentine. Elle avait un tout petit piton que je tâtais à tâtons. Tonton, tontaine, elle avait un tout petit menton, Valentine, Valentine. Outre ses petits potons, son petit piton, son petit menton, elle était frisée comme un mouton.
Stars with my business and my money with a high yield bank.
Coming to you once again from the beautiful Aragon Ballroom on Lick Pier at the beautiful Santa Monica Beach, California. We've been getting lots of cards and letters from you folks out there in the television land. And we surely do thank you for all the cards and the letters from you folks out there in the television land. Starting us off tonight is our trio, the Lemon Sisters. And girls, what are you going to sing?
We're going to sing thank you for all those cards and letters, you folks out there in television land.
Lent.
Lent.
And after appropriate the number, one and two and... machine. Please turn off the bubble. Thank you, Lemon Sisters, for that lovely number. Wonderful, wonderful. And now on with the show. Here's that man with the deep, deep voice, Larry Looper. Larry, what are you going to sing for us, Larry?
I'm going to sing thank you for all those cards and letters you
I'm sorry have. That number has been taken.
Well, I'll sing the funny old hills then.
Good. One, and the two, and
the...
Hold it just a moment. The bubbles don't come till the end of the program. Turn off the bubbles. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Larry Looper. Wonderful number. And now I would like to play a short instrumental medley based on the names of girls. One and two and... No. No, that's not it. From the brass section, a Stony Stone Dwell, to sing Please.
Please, lend your little ears to my plane.
What is the matter with that machine? Here, hit it with your horn. Hit it. Here, stick your mouthpiece in it there. A wonderful, a wonderful. And now on with the show. Here's our champagne lady, Alice Lean. Alice is gonna sing Moonlight and the Shadows. One and two and...
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in 25 years, my puffing finger is caught in my cheek. Will you give me a hand there, Alice? Here, pull my arm. No, the other arm. Yes, pull it. Pull it. That's it.
Moonlight and shadows, and you in my arms, and a melody in the bamboo tree, my sweet. Even in shadows.
Hold it! Somebody stop the bubble machine! The whole ballroom is lathering up with bubbles. And now, I can't see the cameras. Here, let me set the accordion down on the stage. And I'll try and fix that. Bear with us, folks, just a moment, please. Gee, the time is running out, and we haven't even played the polka. Wait a minute, boys. I didn't mean... Hold it, Alice. Don't polka on my accordion. Gee, Dad, it was a Wurlitzer. Hit the theme, boys. And so it's good night from all the champagne. Where's the cameras? There's so many bubbles, I can't. And so, friends, we help. The whole ballroom is shoving off the sea.
Sure is a clear night, ain't it, Captain?
Yep, matey. These are the kind of nights when the sea plays tricks on you.
Yeah, I recollect one night off Singapore.
Tricks, I say. Like that mirage off the port bow now.
What?
See it there? Kind of bubbly looking in the moonlight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Gee, if I didn't know better, I'd say it looks like the Aragon Ballroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a catchy chanty you're humming there, Captain. What is it?
Oh, I don't know. It just keeps running through my head.
Let's go below and catch a little shut-eye.
Okay.
Help. Help. Wonderful, wonderful. Turn off the bubble machine.
Forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air. They fly so high, nearly reach the sky. Then, like my dreams, they fade and die. Fortune's always hiding. Blowing bubbles, blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air. They fly so high, nearly reach the sky. Then, like my dreams, they fade and die.
Fortune's always hiding. I look everywhere.
I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
Pretty bubbles in the air.
Here's Doris Day from On Moonlight Bay.
I'll see you later.
Here's Dino Martino.
So high, nearly reach the sky. Then, like my dreams, they fade and die. Fortune's always hiding. I've looked everywhere.
Stars, Judy Garland.
I'm always chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by. My schemes are just like make a game, believe me. I'm always chasing rainbows, waiting to find a little bluebird in vain. does make a winning sometime. I never even make a game, believe me. I'm always chasing rainbows, waiting to find a little bluebird in there.
We're in it.
This is actually Chopin, Fantasy Impromptu. Music of the stars. Good morning, I'm Lou Regani. Happy St. Valentine's Day in advance. More of the same next week. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stand by for news on CBS. The music of the stars. Sunday mornings till high noon. And worldwide, WRJN.com.
And 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.